Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, what I never ask you, Josh, is when we... it sounds like I've got two microphones open today. When we do a early start like we did for 15 minutes, we snuck in early this morning. Does that induce ire? Are there some angry folk when we do that?
No, but you know what? This is a good time to say I have gotten two emails this week asking what time we go live. So I guess people listen and they never put together that, or we've never said that we go live on YouTube around 8:15 most days.
Most days, right. It's between 8 and 8:15, and so we'll let you know every day what time we will be live on YouTube the next day. I think that's a fair
that's
thing
a good
to
plan.
Do.
And soon it'll be show, every day.
What do you mean?
I mean, but once Josh gets eliminated from the playoffs, we can start mornings every day.
Yeah, we're gonna go to. I'll help you out, Rob. Right now, the schedule is we start between 8 and 8:15.
Right.
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes.
On Tuesdays, we go at 4:00
right
in the afternoon.
That's what it's been for a while now. And
it's going to be that way through November.
Rob, sometimes I reflect on the process and what it's like to, pop in, and then we say, hey, we're all 15 minutes early. Why don't we just go ahead instead of just sitting on our hands? That's just something that's I probably don't say it enough, but it's gratifying for me to have that experience once in a while.
You know,
after years of not having looking at each other, you know,
no need to dissect a dead frog. But yes, I agree.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. So I've done a little camera manipulation prior to the show because you can call me. Andy Rooney, ladies and gentlemen. I don't wear makeup on this show, and I've got an old man face. Mrs. O'Mara has periodically commented on the fact that she likes to keep my eyebrows tidy. And I believe at this particular time they have and I don't have very big, bushy, thick eyebrows, but I do
not
have
like
the old
Mike. I've got a good example that I saw last night as I am back to binge watching the show, the new version of Matlock.
Yeah.
The owner of her law firm is Beau Bridges.
Oh, Beau Bridges, cultivated, right?
And it is so. I know it's not your style of show, but I almost need you to watch Matlock so we can have Beau Bridges on the show because he is the Beau Bridgiest on this.
Hi there. Oh, yeah. Look at. All right. Let me show you this. There you go. Hold on. I knew this would happen, but I went, hi.
Did you blow the case, Matlock?
See, there's one gray, maybe a couple of gray ones right there. And if you'll notice, I'm going to be very careful. God damn it, I'm bad at this.
All right. Is she getting in there yet with a pencil to kind of clean them up?
Oh, no, she wants less. Less is more with eyebrows. You know this.
See this one here.
Do you have one gray hair in there?
No, he's got one that's like 3 feet long.
Look at this.
Yeah, that happens.
Look.
It really does. It looks like some sort of talon, something that a mantis would have.
It looks like you're going to poke yourself in the eye with your eyebrow.
I have to. Look, there it is.
Yep.
There it is.
Oh, God, Mike, get that out of there.
Well, I'll do that after the show.
It's like a comb over for your eye.
It is really old man.
It looks like there should be a little something swinging on it, like a Tarzan.
See if I can grab it right now.
A Tarzan. That's not the proper word.
I don't.
Now, Mike, you go to the barber probably more than any of the principals on the show.
No, I don't anymore. Not since I've been cutting my hair super short. I don't go to the barber, and I should probably. But
if you were to go to the barber today, and I think we've discussed this, but I think we need to restate it. Do they cut your eyebrows, and do they do it without asking?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I asked. Carla does not have her first client until late in the afternoon today. I asked her if she would come in with the tweezers. She is in the world of beauty and taking care of your face, and nobody does it better. I have gone to her salon, soon to be relocated here in Fort Myers, Florida, and I have had my eyebrows tended to, and all I did today, now we have a sick kid. We have Michael home from school today.
Oh, I know he wasn't 100% yesterday.
He wasn't 100% yesterday. I will tell you that, you know, I don't ask much from you, girl.
Girl.
But I was really hoping to get her to pop in today. Let me see if I can raise her on the phone.
Now, Mike, I just want to say that as someone who is, and Josh has accused me of taking my eyebrows entirely off in the past, which I have, quite by accident, because normally a barber will trim them to a certain length, but yeah, I just got mine trimmed. Them. And so they look okay. They don't ask anymore. But I think what you want, Mike, is not tweezers. You're asking for pain with tweezers. Get yourself a small, even a beard trimmer, and just run it through once, and then they'll be of the same length.
All right, let me call.
And you don't have to worry about the pain.
She's in the house.
That's
she's
exactly what my barber does.
She's good. In the house.
It's just a beard trimmer.
No, that's
for
not
us.
Catherine. I'm not talking. Yeah. I talked to Catherine last night.
My barber uses a dental drill to get my eyebrows out.
All right, let me just see. Hold on.
Can you use those eyebrows for like extra sensitivity, like an ant's antenna?
Yeah.
So you can feel things
funny.
With your eyes closed.
Also,
that's funny.
He knows when a snowstorm is coming.
Exactly. Hey, can you bring my Panasonic beard trimmer in here since you're not going to do my eyebrows?
No,
can
I'll
you
do your eyebrows.
What? Well, you have to do them on the show. I'm doing
right
it right now.
I can pluck the one.
Right.
What's that?
Now.
I can pluck the one.
Or whatever, just tend to them if you want.
One.
If you want to come in.
That one she can pluck from the other room.
Yeah.
Josh,
if she does
Josh
trip
came
on
to
it.
Play today, didn't he? He's coming. Look at him with the shtick, ready-made shtick that
I love
he has.
It.
All right, come in here as soon as you can, please. Hello?
I guess she's on her way.
I guess she's on her way.
Mike, while we're talking about the trimmer she's going to use, do you have an electric or a gas-powered weed whacker?
I have two. I have a wall that I use for my beard, the outside, and then I have a Panasonic where I trim. And by the way, today I woke up automatically about a half hour before I normally wake up at 6 a.m. and decided right in to do a really deep facial exfoliation and spend about 40 minutes in the shower, just really tending to myself. You know, I did everything. I did.
You
I
haven't
did really...
spent 40 minutes in the shower since you were at Marist College.
I don't know what that means.
I think,
but
you do.
It was. And by the way, there's nothing quite like it when you have extra time. And I had made
scrub.
The coffee. I had made coffee the night before. We normally go in. We shower and we shampoo and all that, and then we're in and out. I like every now and then. I like a good lingering hot shower and really taking
That's
the
good
time.
Good water pressure, right?
I think 40 minutes is a pretty long time to be in the shower.
But, I mean, your water pressure is a good shower. Because I recall you having a nice shower in your house.
Do in all of my residences around the world,
yes.
the first thing I do is I take the shower head off wherever I live. And I do this is Mrs. O'Mara coming in who's, in her hangaround outfit today. Hi.
She's walking with purpose and enthusiasm.
There she is. This is somebody who does it. All right, hold on.
Do we get to see her face at all? A greeting to our audience?
Would you lean over and just say hi?
Goodest of mornings.
All right.
Carla, you look
stunning.
How
do you want me? Josh, you can set up the shot if you think we need to do anything here. This is the one I think that's the problem child.
It is.
Right yeah.
Do you want me to zoom in on it at all? Or
I don't know. That might be a little too much.
Yeah.
If you're moving your head, because you're going to have to keep your head in the camera.
Well, I'll do it a little.
Mike, a little tighter.
Is there any chance when she pulls it, the rest of your eyebrows are going to come out like taking the string out of the top of a bag of dog food?
All right, here we go. All right,
gravy
see
train.
The big one? All right, here we go. Oh, God! God,
I told
that
you.
Is not pleasant.
I told you, man. Tweezers, not the way to go. Now your nose will run.
How long would you say that is? That's about an inch.
2 inches.
No, it's not two inches. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going with two.
Huh?
Do you want it?
Sure, I'll save it. No, I'm
you
not.
Have another one.
Oh, you know what, Mike? Ahead. Send it out for a super chat. How much for Mike's eyebrow?
I'm not putting that in the mail. Come on, just do it.
Make your son do it. Yeah. Josh, don't you think that'd be a good $50 super chat
Oh,
item?
It could go in the same frame as a skin tag.
Oh,
exactly.
God.
Mike, you don't learn.
More gentle.
You don't all learn. Right. You just need to run the clipper through it.
Well, I have an estimate. What about the left one? Is that it? Oh, you are just so God, what is the deal? You're not. Come
you
on,
have
I want
to come into my office.
I don't. I'm not coming down there. All right, I'll come to the new one when you get into the new one.
It's exciting more and new.
All right, here we go. All right, let me just.
Oh God.
What are you saying? Oh God, about?
Because you don't have anything worth plucking anymore. And now she's.
Yes,
just
I do.
Being,
yes, I do. She's. But Rob, if you were here, you'd know. That's her. That wasn't that bad. Well, what about this side?
I was there. I'd have the tweezers and be helping you gently.
All right, I'm doing this right now. Yeah. Oh. What do you think?
I mean, you definitely need some serious work.
What does that mean? Describe what that
means. Have you ever seen the Joan Crawford movie?
Your eyebrows look like crap.
My eyebrows look like crap?
Yes.
I'm
embarrassed of them. You look like Maine Man.
Oh, see, that's a dig at my family in Maine because all the O'Maras have hairs coming out of every orifice.
Don't worry.
And it's like, yeah.
As soon as the new shop is open, you'll head right in because there are Duck Donuts next door.
Yeah, Duck Donuts and Mason, what is it?
Famous Lobster Rolls.
Mason's Famous Lobster Rolls. Next door neighbor. How cool.
Oh, that's breakfast before you go in, lunch when you come out.
How spectacular is that? No, seriously.
Do you
how
trust
spectacular?
Them? I mean, as a Maine guy, do you trust a Florida lobster roll?
Oh, I've been there before.
Roll?
They had a location in downtown in the River District, and they're opening a new one. And, I mean, Duck Donuts two doors down. And what's that burrito? It's not Chipotle, but it's the knockoff. What is it?
Three Peppers.
Three Peppers. You familiar with that?
Oh, that's great.
Burrito
and the end
place?
Unit, the anchor store in the strip mall is a mortician.
What happened to your internet? I thought you fixed it. I thought
Rob,
you fixed it.
You know Tony's New York style pizza, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we have that too. A couple doors down. I'm right next to a nail salon too.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So I can go in and get it. It's really cool. It's a
you
cool
can spend
location.
The whole day there.
Do you want to plug the name of the new shopping center where you're going to be?
So it's Daniel's Crossing, 6900 Daniel's Parkway.
That's a great TV show on Lifetime. Too.
Yeah,
Daniel's
yeah.
Crossing.
And if you're ever in the Southwest, Fort Myers area, please come visit me.
Daniel's Crossing. I mean, Daniel's talk about Parkway. Night and day. Talk about like going from. where's my wallet to Daniel's Crossing?
Now, do you have any thought?
Would you like to say the reason? No, I won't make you diss the other place you were in. The reason you really left the last straw in the arcade.
The shopping center, there's an arcade.
The shopping center, there's an arcade.
Is
which are really 1980? Like casinos.
Yeah.
No, it's like casinos.
Yeah, it's his little.
It's casinos. There was a robbery.
And I was there with the getaway car.
And she was there and pulled in and saw the getaway car.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's
to
that
be
kind
fair,
of,
Mike, all of the robbers had perfect eyebrows.
What was that? You dropped out again. What happened to your internet? Well, you fixed it and then it broke again. What did you do? What did you do and can you repair it?
I can repair it, and I think it might just be a blip because the internet is not exceptionally steady, but it can be fast.
It's because you got 55 and older people that are
they're all waking up now and getting on the internet.
Yeah,
streaming that AOL login.
You froze again. But anyway, that's okay. If are you on Wi-Fi or do you have a direct connection?
I am
connection?
Hardwired into the modem that was reset this morning.
Oh, that's not going to work. Then. All right. I just I like to see you.
I understand.
Not glitchy. But getting back to the whole thing, very excited because it is convenient to where we are here. It's convenient to everything. And I mean, I'm talking lobster rolls. I can't. When I heard this, I almost cried. It was and the sign's already up. Hers isn't up yet, but the lobster roll joint is there, and Duck Donuts, which passable donuts. Why are you shaking your head?
They're cake donuts. I don't like them. I like raised
but
donuts.
Cake donuts that are fresh out of the fryer and
they
hot are
but
pretty good.
God, they're like hockey pucks. They're so heavy.
They're not as heavy as you might think. We sampled a couple, my son and I, just the other day. It was great. You were going to say something, John.
Well, no, I think I prefer cake donuts when they're fresh.
Yeah, fresh makes all the difference. I'm a Krispy Kreme kind of guy too. But so the fact is, I'd like to tell our listeners: A, Carla has a new location, and B, I will be gaining all of my 80 pounds back within 6 months. 6 months, I will be doing that. Do you think your connectivity down in Miami is based on, because we get it down here, are there more, even being there for a little over a week, have you observed more people coming into the building? More people like coming from up north to down there?
I see a lot of increased traffic on the roads, even in the last week. I don't see a lot of, you know, business inside the development because, as you know, right. Mike, it's a gated community for seniors. But
I understand,
Bruce. It is getting busy out there. So.
And your options for, well, you're not going to be down there for a ridiculously long time. But
no, I hope to be. You know. I hope to be back very soon because his operation has been scheduled for Friday. So
okay.
That's a good. All that's right. a good stepping stone. We'll see.
Okay, for when he comes back home, maybe Dad gets a little upgrade on his internet service.
I'd that like that. Yeah,
that might be. That
and then I could stay even longer.
Yeah, if he wants Rob to move in,
he does.
Well, that's not sure. That's the thing he wants. He does yell at me a little bit, and you know when he doesn't get his way in the hospital. The day before yesterday, when he was really just out of his mind, when he said that Kevin Costner was our president and it was 1989.
Yeah, because he's all loopy on painkillers and stuff like that.
He said, all right, I'm ready to go. And Kathy said to him, you can't go. You can't stand up. She said, you can't move this leg. And she pointed to it. And he just looked at her with the meanest eyes.
Jesus
and I
Christ.
Said, I said,
I can't hear half the stuff he's
you
saying.
You can't get up with, and you can't go until you get that leg fixed. And he looked at me and he went, blah, blah, blah.
But better so, yesterday.
Much better yesterday.
That's so good. That's a good thing. All right, a little message, if Josh will allow me, and he's very generous with my politics, as I am with his. We coexist, even though we are from different parts of the political sphere, but I'm going to say, hey, libs. That's what the people on the right call me. Hey, libs, you are not alone. Pretty good day for the Democrats. Pretty like dominating day for the Democrats yesterday.
Do you feel bad you left Virginia now?
I feel that lady gave a speech last night, Spamberger, in Virginia, that was pretty terrific. I liked the message.
Doesn't she also have a store in Carla's Strip Mall, Spamburgers?
Spamburgers, the best burgers, the absolute best burgers. No, it was really cool to see her thank her father, and it had that feeling of the way it used to be a little bit with political candidates, and not nastiness, and it was just not gloating or anything like that. And I think that's where we are. And the guy that the people down at Happy Valley had been obsessing over, because Fox is obsessing over it, Mom Donnie, he won in New York, the Democratic Socialist,
like
Bernie
young.
Sanders
like
is.
34, isn't he?
37 years old.
37
years young. And then the big thing was out in California with redistricting. It was a good day. And it had been a very, very long period of time for people on the other side to have something to even smile about and to realize that, you know, that's the way it should be. Democrats should win some. Republicans should win some. It should be, not stop wringing your hands, Democrats. Get out there and work for your candidates and organize. Mm-hmm. I believe in that if you want to do it. Don't wring your hands. Say it may. You hear a lot of things about democracy is dead because of the atmosphere of fear that's around. And I think people should take away from this last election, democracy is not dead. And democracy continues. And you have elections. And sometimes your team wins and sometimes your team doesn't. And what I want to see is it get back to the fact that, that we have legitimacy and people don't talk about dictatorships and stuff like that. And I hope that it goes on the way it should in America with free and fair elections, because it's felt really creepy.
When people say democracy is dead, to go back and think what the intention was when they founded this country, which is our Constitution, the law of the land, is organic and changing. And even before it was widely known, it already had 10 changes, the Bill of Rights. So we are a nation that develops and changes. We've been described as having an imperfect government because we're always striving to make it better. But if you realize the fact that, you know, government is always changing and the only way you can change it is by voting, don't throw in the towel. Go in and be a part of the process.
So what is the other team saying this morning? What is the what is the spin from the other side?
I haven't turned anything on. Got a lot of spin on the guy from New York. I guess he started his speech last night with a Marxist quote, so that freaks people out.
He did not start his speech with a Marxist quote.
It was something
quote.
Like that. I'll have to look it up.
They want to make him an evil communist, but
I am very curious now to see how things go over the next year.
In New York City
and everywhere, because things leaned completely one way this time. We have midterms again in elections in a year from now.
It's
going to be a chance for both parties to kind of lay things out. And can we just open up the government now and be done with that?
I hope so. I think a lot of people would feel
like
that way,
closed.
Certainly. Why do you like? You're down in Miami. It doesn't affect you at all.
But it does, because he's going to have to fly home.
Yeah. You know, I'm somebody that I get, my Medicare, Social Security, that has not been disrupted. And I also went to a local government office for passports, for a passport for my kid. And that does not seem, and I've been getting from the United States government updates on the fact that they've received it. So there are elements of the government that are chugging along, but there are also a lot of people that are getting completely eviscerated and burned by not getting paychecks in the certainly in the D.C. area. So that sucks.
And the whole SNAP thing, let's just move beyond it.
Somebody writes, no offense, the new mayor of New York City is evil.
No offense.
Yeah, I don't think he's evil. I think he's just a good actor. I think he just says things, and I don't think he – that's why I think it's interesting, because I don't think he can actually do any of the stuff he promised for New York City.
Do you think that that there's such a big stir around him on the Fox network because he's like a Muslim? Do you think that's
watching your party from the outside and seeing it lean further and further away from where it used to be. And
Josh,
I think he is – the peak of pushing the Bernie Sanders AOC further and further. So I think that's why there's attraction.
Yeah, buddy.
That's adorable. No one cares that he's foreign or different.
We'll see what happens. Good night for the
because
team.
He doesn't wear a beret and because he doesn't have a pierced nipple. That's what
I'm just excited for the faster buses.
Me too.
Well, that's one of his things, but affordability. Yeah. And I think that everybody can agree that Americans are definitely burning out on costs of everything.
Yes.
That's happening.
Everyone agrees with that.
They got to fix that. Whoever's going to fix it, I wish them the best of luck. And I think perhaps a little burnout from the tan man. I think that people get a little burned out on that.
Tanman.
I think even people tanman. Hello there. So anyway. That I just wanted to say, I didn't feel alone last night. I felt like, okay, there are people that did. And when you live down here in the great state of Florida, you kind of feel like there's nobody that thinks like you. Now, and there really isn't.
Your party did a great job kind of promoting the government shutdown as Trump and the Republicans fought. That worked.
It was great. See how he makes it evil, Rob?
Yeah,
see how
he
makes it. Congratulate you. You guys did a great job.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. That's what's known as a Fox News congratulation.
You guys fought it a whole lot better than my people.
The cool thing is, Mike, this is the first time I've spent Election Day in Miami, so I was actually able to vote four times, and I don't even live here.
And I'll just welcome all the more New Yorkers coming to Florida.
That's great.
Or now you're pulling at Mike's strings right there.
Now you know what? I'm going to get in and vote for the other team now, if you keep saying that.
You got to vote for the other team to keep them out of here.
Hey, Quick Nick 82, get bent. Get out of the comments. Come on now. New Yorkers are in trouble.
No, stop driving people away.
What?
If they disagree with you, they can still listen and enjoy the show.
It's going to be, the city's going to slough off into the sea.
Yeah, it's going to look like a Kurt Russell.
We're all going to die. It's going to be brown people all over the streets taking everything we want. Sorry, Pauly. Anyway, getting back to...
did he make it out to vote yesterday? I hope he did.
He said something. Oh, he said New York City and New Jersey are doomed. That's what he said.
Wow. How about that?
Now, look, I'm guilty. When Trump won the first time, do you happen to remember my Facebook post fueled by almost half a bottle of Irish whiskey?
Mike, what I remember, I don't remember the post. I remember getting a call from you saying no show today when Trump won.
You canceled the show?
I did.
No, we eventually did it. We eventually did it.
It was just a little later.
Because you needed that 40-minute shower.
I would have maybe 3 hours that day. My post was "We are S." That's what
I remember that now. Thank you.
Yeah, so it happens on that.
Great thing about voting is it goes back and forth, and it either works out or it doesn't.
We just
keep moving forward. The country's not destroyed no matter who's in charge.
This is true. This is true. All right, no more. We'll move on. I just had to have a moment. I had to. Back to my failing body. As you know, I have what is known as degenerative disc disease. I've had it since my 40s. I have very little disc material, so I get compression in my vertebrae. I've had it in my lower back, and I've had it most recently in my neck. I had an MRI on my neck to see where everything is, and they confirmed the fact that there's not a lot going in there, so they did the old needle in in the neck, and it didn't take this time, which was disappointing for me. It really was. So am I in the kind of pain that makes me totally incapacitated? No, I can move my neck. I stretched my neck out today, but it's pain every day, every single day. There's not a day.
Chronic pain,
but not, as I said, I can function, I can play golf, I can do what I want, but it sucks. It's a drag.
And the doctors have determined this was caused by you trying to break that pogo stick record.
No, the doctors have determined it was since about my 15th birthday, just a compulsive masturbation.
Really? That's, I didn't know that worked against your back. But
it did.
You know.
The way I did it. Anyway.
Good for you.
That's Carlos, why it was 40 minutes.
I talked a while ago about the ring dinger, where they pull the neck.
Oh, yeah.
Carlos got a dude, I think he was in Texas, and he is now in Costa Mesa, California. He's Dr. Alex, and I forgot what his last name is, but I'll just call him Dr. Alex. And this is the guy Carlos says I should go see. And he's not convenient to me. Roll the tape of Dr. Alex for everybody to take a look at. Here we go.
Gliding. Headaches 2-3 times a week now, right?
Yeah.
For the past 6 months?
Yeah.
That's not good.
I like the yesterday. Guys got a good vibe on
the entire day. So Atlas shifted on this left side. Yeah. Head down. Gumby neck.
Here it comes.
You want to wait you out.
He is so good. All right, that's the first one. That he is so good at distracting you right before he's going to do the adjust. He's like in mid instruction. So what I want, like that.
It's like now, Harry Blackstone, Mike.
But I always think if he goes a hair too far, it's snapped.
I totally get that. I understand where that comes from because you think, he's breaking a neck is what it looks like. And we all watch movies with Liam Neeson.
They do the exact same move.
You know, where they wrestle and all of a sudden he's got the guy in a chokehold and then he does the last little and the guy just collapses dead. Yes.
Has no one in AI done a chiropractor video where they do that move but the head comes off?
Well, you've seen the fun. Were you? Maybe you weren't here. Was he not here when I did the chiropractor AI videos where they throw old people through the wall?
Maybe I wasn't, but I want to see him do a neck crack and see the head actually rip off the neck.
Well, the next one I think is a rip the head off adjustment. I don't know if it's the same doctor. I got three of them for Josh. It doesn't matter what order he plays them in, but play the next one that I sent you this morning.
Yeah. Maybe you put your hands on
this
stomach.
Is it. This is the one that you'll like.
Oh, shoot. You play trick.
That's weird because that wasn't a twist. That was a pull.
That's known as the ring dinger. Many different chiropractors do it. None of them that I can find down here. I think this is the land where they don't do that down here. But then this doctor, Dr. Alex, has one more. I'm not sure why I sent Josh a third one, but I thought I'd let you take a look at the third one that I have. Okay. Oh, look at this guy. That's the ring dinger. This is the ring dinger. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go.
Read all the way out.
Oh, the towel, yeah.
This is a big one. And the doctor just walked out of the office. What's that?
Why is he in so much pain?
Because of the initial adjustment, and then he. Now you see those. Bars on the side there.
Yeah.
They lock. They lock him in to the table when they They pull the neck like that.
I don't know. This looks like a weird recovering. Sex party, Mike, from the 70s.
Everything looks like a sex party to you.
Feel anything?
What's wrong with you?
It looks like torture.
I think. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Both of you probably, I know Rob has spent time on a chiropractor's table, but you probably haven't done it as much as I have over the years. And these, true. To me, these adjustments, while scary, and they do look scary to me as well, look like something. If I could find somebody that I had faith in, that was it. You never hear about people getting broken necks in a chiropractor's office. You just don't. It doesn't
That's
happen.
That's because of big chiropractor, Mike. They quash that.
They're lying to us? Is that what you're
saying? They're lying to you. Yeah,
that it really happens?
Right. The broken neck people go out the back door.
It's like a death at Disney, Mike, to hear about it.
In a body bag, they just roll out and they do it like that. No, I need to. I am at a point where my chiropractor, Dr. Chad, who works on me, the last time he tried to do the traditional click, 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 there's nothing, I can tell you this about chiropractic. There is nothing worse than getting a neck adjustment where it doesn't move. There's nothing worse because you feel like,
weak,
you know, it feels like you well, I don't know whether it's weak, but it's just like because the neck isn't moving the right way, Rob. So when he does it, it's just frustrating. And that's what I am seeking out now. Maybe another person who can do that. So, you know, it's and I get it. I get
tryouts on the cruise.
By the way,
line up and
I've heard for years that also that in chiropractic school, the half the training is business training on how to build their clientele and do that. And obviously,
that makes sense.
I would think that those videos draw people to their practice. I get that. And then they're not. We've got some hate on the comments today. A lot of people are. I believe that I look at chiropractors like taking your car to the shop. If you've got an issue, you take the car in, it may or may, the repair may or may not work. I've been to chiropractors where it's worked. I've been to chiropractors where it didn't work as well. But I've gone, and I still believe it. You believe in it, don't you, Rob? You believe in chiropractic.
It's the only thing that when my neck gets really bad so that I get, like, tingling in my hands, it's the only thing that fixes it. I can ice it. I can go to a medical doctor. I can do anything, but that's the only thing that really works.
Let me see. Cryopra. For common cause of carotid artery diffraction.
I think that's what the video we're watching is actually called.
For common cause of, I don't know. First of
does
all,
that
the
increase
typing wasn't
blood
good.
Flow of the carotid artery?
Are you guys looking
artery?
At the same comments I'm looking at right now? Where the, you know, if you're going to write some medical jargon, please get the letters right so I know what you're talking about. Because that type of thing is like when I look at something online and you write that in there, and then I can't understand what it means. I'd like to know exactly what you're alleging here. Because it looks
like
they're
saying is that chiropractors are a common cause of carotid artery diffraction.
And you know what I see?
Carotid artery is the best.
I see somebody coming out of the office and they're going, "We got a bleeder." That's what I think, everybody.
It would really suck if you got your neck adjusted and all of a sudden you lost all flow of blood to your brain.
Be very difficult. So I'll let you know how the pursuit goes. But before we move on here, I just wanted to mention very briefly that I talked yesterday about reaching out to my daughter Catherine and actually called her before the show in the middle of her work day. And last night was able to reach her probably at about 5 o'clock her time. And it was just delightful. It was great. Got her on FaceTime with Carla, and she's doing very well with her business, and
good.
She was eating her lunch, and she was funny, Catherine, just cracking me up, and we were doing the hard sell on trying to get her to hop on a plane. You know, the problem is coming here for Thanksgiving, it's a day for her to get here, you know, and so it's difficult for her to do that much flying, but she might And I emphasize might do the old red eye and pop in for Thanksgiving. We'll see what happens. But I miss her terribly. And it makes me just the greatest moment of my life is when I have all my kids in the same house at Thanksgiving time. It's just the best. And I'm holding out hope that maybe we'll see her. But we're going to definitely see her because she is opening a new office in Charleston, South Carolina. And
oh, wow.
So she's going to be closer to here, which means I'll be seeing more of her, and I'm extremely excited about that as well.
Moving there or just being there for the opening?
Catherine goes to different cities around the country and opens offices for her consultancy business that she has, which is a telecommunications consultancy that that she does, and she goes to different cities. Been to New York, been to Miami, where you are, Charleston is the next one, and she's usually there no more than a month, so she's going to be there
coming in from
LA and going in there, and she's just. She looked great. You know when your kid just looks vital and well-rested and, you know, and you're happy to see them. And both my kids, I am just so glad that that I have the relationship I do after, the broken home with my daughters. I am. Well, I am. Well, you've never been through anything like that.
I know.
Because
I was the daughter.
You were the daughter, yeah. You know what it's like, and
it's
not easy to maintain the relationships. And I've been able to do it, thank God. And I've got great kids, and it was fun. It was super fun to see
her. How is Elizabeth doing? Will she be?
Elizabeth's doing great. She is definitely coming down. Elizabeth she's been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting to try to get this new cherry job she wanted. And the problem is, she got it, of course, right before the Thanksgiving holiday. However, I believe she is coming into town for Thanksgiving as well. So congratulations to both my daughters who are doing well. My son, unfortunately, got a tummy issue and came home yesterday with it, lingered into this morning, and he's taking a day. So
will Elizabeth be there in time to spatchcock?
She is definitely going to do the turkey. She'll be doing the turkey for us.
Good.
And is spatchcock, I thought that's when you splay out the turkey.
And I think that's how she cooked it last year. Didn't she cut it down?
No, she brines it. She does the brining.
But brining is great too.
Somebody else might have spatchcocked. And by the way, if you do that, don't do it right after you've been to a chiropractor. It can be very painful when you do that with your spatchcock.
Join us this Saturday, Mike, for our spatchcocktacular. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're going to have a Thanksgiving spatchcocktacular. Should be good. More
just
show coming
throw it
up
on the Blackstone.
This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep. And their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. You all have heard about the incredible weight loss people have experienced with peptides. With these medications, people have lost incredible amounts of weight. I personally lost a ton. I am so happy about that. Not a real ton, but I've lost a lot of weight. Here's the great part. You can do it from the comfort of your own home just by going to DermGlowSkin.com. You just click the weight loss button, choose your peptide, take a quiz, and then get the prescription that you need, and it'll be delivered to your front door, and then get started. Did it yesterday. Tuesday, is shot day. Did you see by any chance the video my wife made about making dinner? And it shows her putting the little vial of tirzepatide in the pan and then the syringe in the pan and the alcohol swab. And she's like, I'm making dinner. It was pretty
damn great.
I got a kick out of that, Carla. It's wonderful. These are amazing products that she offers at DermGlowSkin.com. And, you know, with these weight loss meds, they're not cheap. That's why at DermGlowSkin, they have great payment plans, three of them, and they accept HSA and FSA. Don't miss out on huge discounts on select medications through the end of the year. Now is the time to stop the food noise. Feel like yourself again with DermGlowSkin.com. You only live one life. You deserve to make it the best. You owe it to yourself to visit DermGlowSkin.com. Take it away, news stuff. I'm ready for you right now. Here we go. Good stuff, everybody. We start today with the big election yesterday. Democrats dominated the first major election day since President Donald Trump returned to the White House. And I'm obsessive compulsive, so when I turn this off, it allows me to play my own sound effect. Thank you.
There it is.
Let me see. While a debate about the future of the Democratic Party may have only just begun, there are signs that the economy, specifically Trump's inability to deliver the economic turnaround he promised last fall, may be a real problem for Trump's GOP heading into next year's higher-stakes midterm elections. Democrats on Tuesday won governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey, the only states electing new chief executives this year. They also swept a trio of state Supreme Court contests in swing state Pennsylvania and ballot measures from Colorado to Maine. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom, frequently mentioned as a 2028 presidential hopeful, led a triumphant charge to redraw congressional maps to give Democrats as many as five more House seats in upcoming elections. And what is it, one more year where we go back to the whole thing again? We do another election next year, right? 2026. Yeah. That's when we have the midterms. All right, so we'll stay tuned. It continues. It never goes away. It never goes away. There will be a full moon tonight. Now, we have a song that I love, Moon Over Miami, Rob. It looks a little cloudy there right now, but the moon is made of cheese.
Greatest outtake ever.
Big time. That it made the news today, the full moon, or as some ER nurses call it, job security night. One way you can celebrate.
Do you have the name of tonight's moon?
It's not the blood moon, is it?
No, it is. No. It is the beaver moon. It's the biggest and brightest full moon of the year.
Really? All right.
Yes. Nice beaver.
I like that.
You know, Mike, the beaver moon is not as big as it was in the 70s.
Nice beaver.
I don't know what you're talking about. One way you can celebrate is by jumping on the moon water trend. Have either one of you heard about this?
Yes.
During the last full moon, how to make moon water has the top trending how to make search on Google. And if you're not sure what it is, brace yourself. It's pretty dumb. Sorry, now, moon water people.
Now, Rob brought a moon water video to the show today.
You did? You have a moon water video?
Would you like to see it?
I would love to see it. Let's see the moon water and how to do it.
My kids requested a glass of water, so I started by collecting water from this natural stream I stumbled upon. I used this thrifted cheesecloth to filter out any debris before placing my water in a separate bowl. The bowl was left beneath the light of a full moon to absorb
the
moon's energies before receiving a sound back.
No.
Next, I gave the water a good sage to make sure it was free of any negative energy.
She's a Wiccan priestess.
She is.
I added it to a pan and brought it to a simmer over low heat. For flavor,
okay, so she's boiling it.
Batch artisanal frozen water and melted that down before filtering it into a separate glass. The children like their water shaken, so I gave it a good shake before adding it to a drinking glass. For peak wetness, I
rubbed the moon?
The rim of the glass with more frozen water.
She left the water under the moon.
Whispering positive affirmations.
Yeah.
This water is sure to leave them hydrated as f.
Did she say hydrated as f?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
and
good.
Also,
I like that.
What needs to be, she missed it under the carpet there. She said, this gives the water extreme wetness.
Wonderful for her. That's good.
I know. It's really kind of wild, isn't it?
Moon water is pure water, sealed in a container and left outside to charge with energy provided by the light of the moon. I'll lasso the moon for you, Mary. There we
Mary.
The benefits are hydration, of course, but supposedly it also makes you feel closer to Mother Gaia. I don't know what that means. It gets you in touch with the seasonal flow of nature, and you could also see noticeable changes in your life that are unexplainable.
Yes. Yeah. Like why your mother is pouring water in your glass that came from a puddle.
It's brand new. The idea has been kicking around for a while now, but for whatever reason, it's gone viral this year because we're all searchers. We're all searchers. We're human beings. We're doing that.
My mother never tried to kill me. And if you look at that, the first time she filtered the water, there was mulch in it. How little does she care that the water sample is coming in with hunks of grated up pine?
Yeah. God knows what chemicals are in that. Come on.
Bad news. Bad news.
Do you remember, we used to talk about it all the time, when you go into a grocery store, you still see it once in a while, and you'll see some old hag whip out a change purse or a checkbook and do that, and it's like, oh, my God, is that going to – just stop it. Behave yourself. The 2025 version usually is you're the old person if you're using cash. A new poll by Cash App found nearly a third of Gen Zers think paying with cash is cringe now. I'm inclined to believe them. I'm with them.
A lot of times it's harder. It really is.
Mm-hmm. I've moved to 100% pay with my phone. There are two stores I cannot so far.
I use the card. I use the debit card exclusively and press the little card, tap the little card most of the time. 28% said...
I shoplift, Mike. You don't need to pay cash if you shoplift.
That's good. Thank you, Rob. Plenty of opportunity in the city of Miami for you. Yeah, leave them broke. 29% said people who still use paper money are either cringe or out of touch. I'll give you the deal. There's a place called the Royal Scoop down here in Estero, Florida. And they have, in my humble opinion, the best mint chocolate chip ice cream. If I use my debit to get that, I will be called out on it that evening. That day, it's like, I see.
Oh, because you're being tracked. Yeah.
I'm being tracked. Yeah, it's right out of the checking account. That's the way it happened. Mm-hmm. And but even with that, I still have a hard time whipping out the cash if it's not a golf bet. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
My cash money is for bets. That's for my compulsive gambling. Let's see. Over half said they only use it as a last resort. We're talking about cash. Like when their account is overdrawn and they still have that $5 in their wallet from 2023.
Well, and you've got places like all Major League Baseball clubs are now no cash.
No cash. A lot of venues.
Kings Dominion, cash free.
Yeah.
Really? Cash free? Yeah. You see how he perks up when he gets something that he can refer to?
You know,
King's Dominion, internet.
Mike, you know, when you talk about the people with the change purse, when I was checking groceries in the early 90s, this was a common and hated thing that would happen when you're checking is an old person would come in with a coin purse. And I'm okay with that because, you know, we use cash. But they would open the coin purse and dump their coins on the belt.
Oh, God, the worst. The worst.
If the belt was still moving... would swallow their money. Yeah. And then you've got the whole problem of saying, well, I just gave you over a dollar. And it was the absolute worst. Oh,
And I totally get it if you're using cash that you know, the Gen Zers would look at you. Like,
you kind of want to go and take your checkbook over to the grocery store and just see how the millennials react?
Yeah, that would be a nice little stunt where you're where you linger, you make sure you position yourself to get right in front of a young person
person at running the counter as well.
Yeah, and then you say, "What was that total again?"
Time you wrote a check, Mike?
Hey, you know what? You got the price right. It's expensive ice cream, Chris Arnold. Thank you for the super chat. Enjoy the next mint chocolate chip ice cream on me, Mike. Thank you, Chris Arnold. That's very kind of you. But unfortunately, it comes into the coffers, and I work with other people, so we have to kind of divvy it up. Yeah. Oh, God, what a pain in the ass.
Nice beaver.
What are you doing?
When is the last time you actually wrote a check, Mike? Do you remember?
The last time I wrote a check, I brought a check to the passport office. Use a check. Yeah. You have to use a check at the passport office, but I did not write it. I can't tell you. I can't even tell you the last time I wrote a check, so I have no idea. I've got a story for you, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll has been on a massive health kick over the last 2 years, and now he has dropped well over 200 pounds. At his heaviest, Jelly weighed around 500 pounds and admitted he could barely make it down his driveway without getting winded. That was his wake-up call, but since then, he's hit a few major milestones. He performed at WWE SummerSlam, and it was the first time he was under 300 pounds since middle school. These days, he looks so good that people have given him a brand new nickname. Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
Veggie Roll.
Boo.
I don't like that.
Let
me see. His new goal is a shirtless men's health cover by 2027. So he's got a year to do it, essentially, to get on that cover.
That's doable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what the real winner here?
Won't you have that skin? Have to have that skin surgery?
Yeah, you'll have to do that.
Well, and as long as he stays that name. Mm-hmm. They'll let him in no matter what.
Jelly Roll. What were you going to say, Rob? I'm sorry.
The real winner here is his driveway, because he used to have to walk on his driveway, and at 500 pounds, that's close to the breaking point for asphalt.
Yeah, so. The driveway, Jelly Roll's driveway goes, thank you. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. God, every day with the stomp, stomp, stomp down to the mailbox.
Driveway.
Give me a break, really. Come on. I'm Jelly Roll's driveway. How are you? Nice to see you. Hope you're doing well. Oh, my God. Ah, what a hot day we had yesterday. I fell. I could practically melt. Anyway,
thank God you're okay.
Thanks so much, Rob. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Jelly Roll's driveway.
Tom Brady's dog, Lua, died in 2023, but her spirit lives on in his new dog, Junie. So does Lua's DNA, but not because Junie is Lua's child. She's her clone. Tom Brady has a cloned dog. Seriously, Brady worked with a company called Colossal Biosciences to have Lua cloned. And he's not just a client. He's also an investor. Of course, he's an investor.
I'm sure about this company, Mike.
Oh, we're one step away from a clone Tom Brady.
I think what's on TV
call
is
the
a
Giants. No, we have a quarterback now. We're cool with that.
Mike, this Colossal company, they're bringing back the woolly mammoth. That's their big deal.
Okay.
And they have to do these little experiments along the way to fund it. But these guys, they're all nuts. Absolutely.
Now, don't just.
I've heard the
you, now you sound 150 years old when you say that. You've been too much. You're spending too much time indoors. Get out to the young parts
told
of Miami.
You this. I would have told you this 2 years ago, Mike. I've heard two long-form interviews from these people, and they get really, really excited about woolly mammoths coming back. We don't need them. We don't need them.
But it would be kind of, you have to admit, I'd go down to a zoo if I knew there was a woolly mammoth there to see something prehistoric. That would be spectacular.
If they charged you, how much would you pay?
I pay a lot of money to go see a woolly mammoth from the bygone era. I mean, that it was extinct. Of course, it'd be
we
great.
We all saw Jurassic Park. We know how this goes already.
Exactly.
No expense. No expense, Richard Attenborough. He's dead. Let's see. In a statement that was obviously written by the company's PR team, Brady says, quote, I love my – why does Tom Brady leave me cold? I mean, is it because I'm a Giants fan? I don't know.
No.
He says, I love my animals. They mean the world to me and my family. A few years ago, I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed. He added, quote, I'm excited how this technology can help both families losing their beloved pets while helping to save endangered species. I don't know why he leaves me cold.
Because
it's just,
everything
an
good.
Angle with him, right?
Yeah, but also everything good happens to him. You know, it's just, is it bad for me to want to wish a little harm on him? Not harm, but just sadness.
Not harm.
No, I mean, like, can this morning, can he spill his coffee? Could he step on a splinter? Something.
Not Tom Brady. He's too perfect, you know?
Yeah,
can he get a good internet connection? I mean, my God. Finally today, an 18-year-old man in Florida named Jimmy Glover. Was pulled over on Halloween after leaving a party. The cops suspected he was impaired, guess by the way he was driving.
Sure.
So they had him do a field sobriety test. He failed it, and he was arrested for DUI. Police released a video of Jimmy's field sobriety test, and his costume for Halloween was an inmate suit from prison. Good judgment. In the caption, they said, he decided to get behind the wheel intoxicated, celebrate responsibly. And then they joked, anyone dressed up as a cop should pull a shift with us. Rookies start the midnight shift at 10 p.m. Ha, 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 cop humor.
Funny.
It's unclear if Jimmy might face additional punishment for being underage. But as mom and dad, Jimmy's parents always say, you're grounded for being an idiot. There you go. You're grounded, Jimmy. You're grounded.
Oh, hey, the late Alan Thicke.
Yeah. You know, by the way, my feeling on the 18 thing, yeah, don't drive and drink. Don't drink and drive. But 18, old enough to shoot a gun for your country, old enough to have a cocktail. That's my opinion, and I'm staying
old enough
by
to
it.
Buy cigarettes.
Old enough to buy cigs. You know, knock yourselves out. Have a good time.
And vote everything. You're a grown-up.
Vote. Thank you for voting. Thank you, Virginia. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on. Are you having trouble shutting your brain off, your brain, at night? Souls Out of Office gummies are your ticket to calm, helping you relax, quiet the noise, and drift off naturally. With the perfect mix of CBD and THC, they deliver a smooth buzz that melts stress, lifts your mood, and sparks creativity. Choose your vibe from a light 1.5 milligram microdose to the bold new 15 milligram gummy when you want to fully unplug. Rob loves his 15s. You brought him down to Florida, gave him to your
last
mother-in-law.
Last night was a 15 night. It was great.
It's a refreshing, alcohol-free way to unwind solo or with friends. Tastes so good. And when it's deep restorative sleep, your After Soul Sleepy Gummies have you covered. Every product is hemp-derived, delicious, and crafted with wellness in mind, so you can actually feel good about feeling good. These things can make your mindset 100% groovy, daddy-o. And nowadays, that's a good thing. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30, as they say in Ireland. 30% off, everybody. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again. Our favorite new feature on the Mike O'Mara Show, What Did Rob Steal from the Hospital? This is always very, very exciting. They have not incarcerated him yet down in Miami. He's been spending a lot of time visiting his dad while his dad deals with these medical procedures. So we kick it to you. Hopefully the internet connection will hold out so you can share with us what you stole from the hospital, Rob.
It was yesterday, Mike. It was like round two or pretty, because we were at a new hospital and there was new stuff to look at and new stuff to steal. So I went really with something practical first. I have two items today. The practical item is, of course, extra large brand latex gloves, which come in handy in the kitchen.
You took an entire box?
Sure. Well, it was open. I don't think it was totally full, but look, Mike, these are great.
What size? What size are they?
XL. I didn't buy them. I didn't steal them until I found an XL box. Yeah.
If you get a chance to get to a post office, send them down to me. I use them for my watch cleaning, but I don't need them, so don't now take that back. I'm sorry. I got plenty.
You don't want me to? Yeah. I can steal you some.
No. Don't need them. Don't need them. Has anybody gotten?
May I recommend the Okayas Vinyl Disposable Powder-Free Glove that has tactile sensitivity and hand protection for multi-purpose applications.
Right.
What happens when you get caught
stealing? I don't know. I think they kick my dad out. They don't treat him anymore.
They put him on the street before his major pacemaker surgery.
You're going to have to go steal a pacemaker.
They put him on the street. Now, yesterday you had two items. Is this one or two today?
It's a two-item day, Mike.
That's
exciting. Is there anything more important than staying hydrated? We know this because of liquid IV. But at the hospital, they often provide a special hydration mug, and I took one of those. This is a combination pitcher and ice water glass with a straw. And, Mike, I want to show you how it works. You open it.
God, okay? An idiot.
And then here's a bottle of chilled water. At the hospital, of course, you'd use water and ice dispenser.
I get it, Bruce. I understand, yes.
But look at this. Good. Cold, fresh water. The brand of the water is Zephyr Hills. I know it's your favorite. And then you put
I hate to keep joking about it, but it is what I'm believing. And I hear down the line it's not as bad as it is with me. But you know what you should do? Sprinkle some of that water on your modem. That's what you
I
should
see. Do. And then look.
Oh, delicious,
but
huh?
If you don't want to use the straw, it has a pour spout.
Very exciting. See? That's it. I have a tip for you. I have a
Thank
tip
you.
For you. Here's what you should do. Tonight, take that picture, leave it out on the lanai, and put it under the moon.
Moon
so in
water.
The morning, you'll have moon water. That'll be spectacular. Yeah, go ahead, Josh. You were going
to
say
tomorrow,
something.
I'd like to see a stretcher.
Mm-hmm. If
we're going to encourage theft, let's go all out.
Yeah, because, of course, at the hospital where Rob's father is right now, they use World War I 1918 technology to transport
beautiful
patients.
Thing, Mike. The hospital is the only one in Florida that still uses glass IV bottles.
Glass IV bottles and canvas stretchers to take people out of the Red Cross truck that's out in front where the wounded are coming in every day.
Or as they call it, Mike,
to the hospital.
The afflicted. They like to treat the afflicted there.
You know, one of the things I know about you, Rob, is that you are you're a rule follower. You like rules, but idea when you take something as large as a box of surgical gloves and a water pitcher, that requires a little doing. Do you just walk out with them in your hand?
I have a bag because I travel. I travel with a computer and some things, you know, that I want to have ready. Like, for example, if you buy a Diet Coke at the hospital, it's $3.25. But if you bring a Diet Coke, it's just about free. But you don't want to walk in with a six-pack of Diet Coke for your father. So you bring a bag and you put things in it. And when you empty the Diet Coke, you got lots of room for water pitchers.
Are you still sneaking your dad food in at the new hospital?
Oh, it's not a sneak thing. We're allowed to just bring him stuff. It's important that he eats. The nutritionist yesterday said something I never thought about, is that if you don't have protein, you're not going to heal from the outside in. So we're trying to get him to eat more. And at this point, if it's something we bring him that he'll eat more than hospital food, they actually prefer that. So.
Can I make a recommendation?
I wish you would.
Why don't you just get some of those Eggland eggs that are pre-boiled in a bag?
Pre-hard-boiled eggs, yes.
And then just make the egg salad without mustard and bring it in. And then somebody accused me of being white trash for that because I made it with just mayo.
Have you tried it yet?
I have not. I haven't had the opportunity to get into the kitchen and do that. I plan on doing a little cooking for the fam today. I got to check and see how who's doing because we're not quite sure what his smell is.
To make sure your dad does eat that sandwich, you need to make it fresh bedside for him. Mm-hmm. So just carry the ingredients and chop it all up right there.
I did get in trouble when I was making a Caesar salad tableside for him. They didn't like that when I was, I brought the cart in and made the fresh Caesar salad in the bowl. They just said, that's too much, they said. I said,
Jubilee. After the meal when you made baked Alaska and came down the hallway with the flaming dessert, that's it.
I have a question. Share. Yes.
So your dad's at a new joint now, right?
Yeah.
He's at a new hospital. I'm always curious because I think this is a window into my private fantasy life here, but I always like to get kind of an assessment of the caregivers surrounding your dad at this hospital compared to the other. I would imagine being at two hospitals, you may have run into a variety of nursey wonders, and I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, it's funny you should bring it up. The nurses were so nice at the last hospital. Be nice, you know what I mean? Just very nice.
Okay.
Very able in all ways, but I would say every nurse I've seen at the new hospital is even more able, if you catch my meaning. They seem to be a little more driven, maybe a little younger, a little more effervescent. There's more joy in the hallways. It's a more charged nursing staff.
Don't you wish you were there for Halloween?
You know, I understand we do innuendo, but you cover your innuendo like with double camouflage. Are you saying that the nurses are hotter at this hospital than the previous hospital? Is that what you're saying, Rob Spiewak?
By twofold.
Twofold.
For Rob, that just means they laugh at his joke.
He's doing shtick. How many jokes do you make a day with the various nurses that come in?
I only joke with ugly nurses, Mike.
That's the way it goes right there. It helps a little bit. That's the deal.
I do try to make them laugh a little bit, but you know what? There are times when you're even too tired to joke.
I understand.
This new place, they've been very... they've just been a great nursing staff. I wouldn't mind catching up with them after my father's better.
Well, let me lay this on you. I think, you know, I think I can probably speak for your mother-in-law, Kathy, when, you know, you're a good son for being down there and backing the fam up. And I would imagine that if she was dealing with this alone, and is there anybody else around besides you to help with everything? You're the one, right?
And the thing is that we talked about this yesterday, and I said, well, I couldn't imagine going through this alone with my dad.
I couldn't either.
I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah.
And I'm extraordinarily blessed to have your support and to let me, you know, have bad internet and come down here
100%.
And do what I do.
It's, you know, that's how we roll. I mean, we wouldn't do it any other way. Everybody would get the same treatment. That's just the way
but
it's got to be.
But it's one of the luckiest. It's one of the luckiest facets of doing this job. And
yeah.
I really appreciate it, and it's meant a lot to me to be down here, and hopefully that we make some strides I get home. I mean, I'm not really having a great time down here, but it's very important to be here, so it's awesome, and I'm glad that today looks like it's going to be a better day. Knock wood.
Good. Okay. Well, that's good, and you know, once again, we share our wishes for a speedy
recovery.
Thank you,
guys. You've all been great. You really have.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about a something that's 1 month away, which is pretty stunning. And we're already making our little plans for making the experience good. If you were late to the party, I can't say anything to you other than sorry you didn't get involved. You can.
No, reach out to me. We might be able.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Oh,
that's
pull
well,
some
that's
strings.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. This episode is powered by Incogni. It's your personal data's bodyguard. And data brokers get your info. It's all out there. You get the phone calls. You get the emails. You get people. You get the, if you're like my phone, scam likely. I hate it when I see that on my phone.
Yep.
They get names. They get addresses. They even get social security numbers, and they sell it to whoever's paying. This can be scammers. This can be spammers. This can be marketers that are creepy. You name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. Your inbox is a mess. It's always somebody wanting something. Data breaches are up. In 2023, they jumped 72%. Incogni will fight back. They will automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers. They will keep monitoring it. They will push back when brokers resist. You stay off their list, period. With four flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Here's the bottom line. If your data's out there, you need Incogni. Incogni is an amazing partner. So if you like us, like them. Check them out. Do it today. It would mean a lot to us. Use code TMOS at Incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's Incogni.com/TMOS. And we thank Incogni for their sponsorship of this program. Okay, cruising time, 1 month. I'm already starting to think about it. Yes. I think you guys are well. Really, really super excited about it. I really am looking forward to it. And it's the weekend of December 5th, and I'm just jacked. Now, you said we may be able to accommodate some people last minute.
Yeah,
is that
I
true?
I know for many people, they could not commit as far out as we needed them to. I saw the ship still has a few rooms open.
Okay.
So it's not great selections, but you can get on the ship still. So just send me an email or message me, reach out to me, and I'll put you in touch, and we'll try to make it work.
All right, that goes for people that are coming on the cruise. They say, you know, I really wish so and so could come on the cruise too. Please reach out. Be our marketing for us, folks. If we have a few rooms, it makes us look very good to the cruise line people. If we can pop a couple of extra rooms on the ship right before we board, it would be really, really special. Yesterday, when we left, Josh was talking about getting gift bags together for the cruise. And now, do we get the stuff that's in the gift bags as well, or is it just for the listeners?
No, you get them as well.
That's exciting.
So we could
are there any latex gloves? Latex gloves in the gift bags?
It depends how many you stole.
Okay.
But no, we can talk about some of the stuff on the gift bag. We also have some listeners like Linda Herr and Shelly Whaley who are making things for the gift bags.
That's exciting. I like
that. That's cool.
So that'll be fun to have in there. And we've got the T-shirts and lanyards and wristbands and stickers and
The homemade gifts are going to be really special. And for those of you that like smoking marijuana with a homemade pipe, that's, you know, I don't want to tip the hand of what's going on, but it sure sounds exciting to me. Hey, yesterday I'm talking about, they got a tournament coming up at Happy Valley that I can't make because I'm going on this cruise. They said, I can't possibly go on that tournament. I'm going on the TMOS Love Boat Cruise, the Mike O'Mara Show Love Boat Cruise. I don't arrange that kind of thing. And a guy looks at me and says, what's the cruise line? And I said, MSC. He said, what does that stand for? I wasn't able to give him an answer.
Mediterranean Shipping Company.
Mediterranean Shipping Company.
It's popular with the Chippingdales.
I know you don't have it handy, but the boat is so cool. It really is. I'm really excited about it.
Huge ad
wandering.
Campaign for MSC down here on the local TV networks. They run spots all the time. Drew Barrymore is their spokesperson.
Yes,
he is.
And it looks beautiful. Maybe she'll be on the boat. All right, so let's get back to the gift bags that you're preparing, all right?
Yeah.
So latex condoms for everybody, right?
Mike, yes. And organic condoms. We also have lambskin ones.
All glow in the dark.
Biodegradable condoms.
Yes, so use them quickly.
We'll disintegrate with too much friction. Which is not anything our listeners have to worry about. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're talking about here. It's a silly, stupid show is what it is. Now, you're grabbing something
I got these new stickers that we haven't released yet.
I love the new ones. I'm not sure about that one on the right, but I love that first one.
I know you love
one.
This one.
let me see the Hicks Nicks one, too. That's the movie podcast. It's the extra that you do on that.
Yep.
That's your movie show. What was the last movie you guys talked about? What was the last one?
Ichabod and Mr. Toad, the Disney cartoon that has the Legend of Sleepy Hollow. We'll do Psycho soon, as soon as the dust settles.
Josh,
and we appreciate your support.
Did you enjoy watching?
Maybe today
Ichabod.
I'll steal a knife.
You know, I am more excited about talking about Psycho.
Good. Psycho's much better. That'd be a fun little movie
but
to
you
take.
Know, it's fun. We got more attention for Ichabod and Mr. Toad than the other movies. So people, you know, I think that the fact that it was uncommon, it sort of landed well. And it's a really good movie. Even Josh liked it okay.
You did? Are you telling the truth? Did you really like it?
All right. It was fine.
Now, so getting back to the
cruise. I also have this for the gift bag.
What is it?
This is...
Is that a rubber duckies?
This is rubber ducks.
All right.
Because rubber ducks is a cruise thing.
By the way, getting back to Jurassic Park, spent no expense.
Exactly.
Is this where you hide them in different spots?
People hide them. We are going to do a thing with hiding rubber ducks.
You know what? In that case, Rob, definitely bring the latex gloves.
I was going to say, we can hide them organically.
I've told Rob that he is in charge of hiding 3 golden ducks anywhere he wants on the cruise ship. And if you find them, you win.
And can I issue a hint? I mean, it's a very general hint. But watch the buffet tables and the heated plates.
I can't.
You might tip in.
We're on the fourth day, and we haven't found the hidden duck. We just don't know.
Nice beaver.
Well, my favorite part is that someone else, not related to the show, will probably find the duck. And then you'll see listeners trying to get the duck from them.
Tonight on the news, a cruise ship patron falls to their death as they reached over a balcony to come up with a golden duck hidden precariously on the edge of their balcony. The man identified as Rob Spiewak was immediately taken into custody, said, I never knew they reached that far. Oh, there's the golden duck. Show that. Hold that up again. A little closer. Look at that. Ooh.
Now,
I
love
that.
These ducks are coming in your gift bags. These ducks will be fun because they all have a number on the bottom.
Okay.
So we'll draw, it'll be a raffle at the live show.
Oh, that's exciting.
So we pick a number, you win a prize.
This guy, This guy,
very
right?
Good.
Is he into this?
Very good.
Or is
he loves
this?
It. He loves it. I love it.
All right.
I felt kind of thrown into Vegas last year. Mm-hmm. It was a little like, hey, get this done. And now I've got some time. We're excited for the cruise and planning. Just it's going to be a great time.
And it really is your baby. This is your baby. This is start to finish from you. My contribution, and I'm doing this just for the listeners. You know, I'll have the jar. to put cash in, and then I'll meet you at the casino. We'll all collect our funds, and we'll have a big spin-a-thon. That's what we're going to do. We're all going to
big dollar pulls, right?
They do that with the slot influencers. And by the way, this is not going to be a dictatorship. It will be a democracy. We will get together. Anybody that contributes gets a say in what we do. You contribute more, you get more of a say. That's the way it works. And then we, I think, should have a big spin-a-thon and split whatever we win, if we win. I think that might be a lot of fun. I think that's something I'd like to... Is that... No, I'm not getting... I'm getting a curious reaction from both of you guys.
No, we're going to do it.
We can do it?
We will collect. We will probably collect at the cocktail hour.
All right.
And at that point, tell you, hey, meet at the casino at this time.
That is all
probably
me.
Probably after the cocktail hour.
That's me. You guys don't have to worry about it. I will handle that all by myself. In fact, I don't
allow
want
me
anywhere near me.
Well, no, please allow me to be involved just when you're dealing with money percentages, because mathematically, I don't think you might get it right when you're splitting the money at the end.
All right, you can come too, and Josh can come too.
And I don't,
that's fine. That's cool.
I don't like slot machines. I still think we bet it all on black. Red.
No, it's too boring. And it's too quick.
It is. Okay, but I thought you want to do one pool.
No, I want to do one slot machine,
And keep going.
Come on, man.
Put all the money in and pull one.
As a guy once said to me at Harrah's Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, Josh, and we were playing the poker table game, and he looked at me and said, "It's just about the action." That's what he said. So that's another part
of
it.
True.
Another thing I'd like to get involved in, isn't there some sort of chocolate castle or something boat?
There's like a chocolatier on the boat.
Yeah. A chocolatier.
You remember those at Walt Disney World, don't you? The chocolatiers?
The chocolatiers. Best harmony I think I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. The chocolatiers. They were spectacular. Yeah.
I assume the crews will be putting together a blackjack tournament as well.
That's exciting.
I'm excited about that because I've won the last two.
There we go.
You'll find me there.
Gambling, fantastic. Anything else for the cruise before we move on, Mr. Soroka?
Well, I have something. I'm packing hard shoes.
So you don't get kicked out of the dining room.
Or be provided with new shoes that are too uncomfortable for me. Yeah,
way to go the extra mile, Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah, now's a great time to check any expeditions you want to go on. If you want to do anything at the ports,
I want to go on the woolly mammoth.
And I will. I'll set up the. I think it's the group app listeners have used in the past for everyone to communicate. So I'll set that up soon as well.
That's excellent.
And here's a possibility, and I don't know whether you're going to mock me for this or not. There's about an 80% chance that I will not leave the boat.
Yeah,
I will not leave the boat. I feel like staying on the boat.
That's I'd say that other 20% is to go to the Atlantis Casino.
Ah, yeah. Well, it depends on how we do that first night, if you know what I mean. But that's great. Thank you for putting that all together 1 month away. And contact Josh at MikeOMaraShow.com if you are a last-minute freak and somebody who doesn't want to miss out on the fun. We're a month away from it, and you can come down to where Rob is in Miami, leave for a beautiful cruise to the Bahamas. It's going to be spectacular, the TMOS Love Boat Cruise on the MSC Seaside, a beautiful ship.
Gorgeous.
And we are very excited about it. And we'll see you there. Now on with the show. Do you have any delightful memories? Well, everybody does. Come on now.
Yeah,
that's a bingo.
Come on now. You'll have more after the cruise, though.
Do you want to relive those good old days, but are they trapped on VHS tapes or film reels, and you just aren't sure where to start? Most of Rob's memories are saved on dictaphone that he got personally given to him by Thomas Edison.
Yeah,
really
stupid,
cool
though.
Stuff. Yeah, they don't make a lot of sense, you know?
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. The itsy bitsy splitter.
Anyway, Legacy Box is what we're talking about. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com/TMOS, you get to enjoy 50% off when you get started today. Co-founders Nick and Adam, good guys. Good guys, Nick and Adam. They started Legacy Box in their college dorm room over a decade ago. Since then, it's grown from a team of two to the largest and most trusted digitizing company in the world. Right now, when you purchase a Legacy Box, you get 90 days free access to Legacy Box Cloud, which is the easiest way to stream, share, and download your memories. It's like Netflix, but for your home movies. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere, download, organize, and save them, and store them securely. The Legacy Box Cloud brings you peace of mind, and now you can't even lose your photos if you tried, you clumsy oaf. Live in the now. Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50% for a limited time only. Legacybox.com/TMOS. Legacybox.com/TMOS. And remember, wash your ass. I mean your hands.
Both of them.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
There you go. A little delay.
Right.
Yes. Hi, Rob.
I know you've always wanted to break a world's record, and you love when I bring world records to you.
I do. Josh,
this is the one that says the world's longest. Okay. This is a guy that added a lot of middle names to his name, and he now holds the Guinness World's Record for the longest name. And here he is reading his name.
My name is Lawrence Watkins. I have the longest personal name in the world. I have 2,253 first names. So here goes.
Yeah, here he goes.
Lawrence Alon Aloys, Aloysius, Alpage, Alan, Alud, Alwyn,
gotta get something handy.
Alexander, okay. Ambi, Ambrosi, Ambrosius.
We can check come on him later.
Ship? Can he possibly come on the ship, maybe to the back of it, maybe to the stern? That would be great.
Mike,
doesn't he look like the kind of guy that would do that? Doesn't he totally look like the kind of guy that would do that? Aloysius.
I wondered why there was the insert shot of him in his sexy pink shirt that didn't need to be there. What was that about?
God, way to go, dude. Yeah.
Mike, I know you love drumming. I love drumming. And this girl in Nashville named Kim that drums TV themes every Tuesday.
Okay.
Surprised me. I did not know this. You've heard of jazz musician Dave Grusin, right? Fantastic
jazz player. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I used to use him for a lot of production music when I worked in commercial production in my early career. I used Dave Grusin all the time.
Did you know he wrote the theme to Maud?
I did not know that. Let me say, Lady Godiva
Watch this lady drum. I think you'll like this. Go ahead, Josh. What's the Maud?
I've seen her before. She's really good.
She's great. And it is a great theme.
It's fun to watch that, isn't it? It really is.
I love it.
Fun to watch that. That's cool.
We can lose it, Josh. She is effortless in her play. That's Donny Hathaway on the lead vocal. I've grown to appreciate that TV theme as I've gotten older.
I get them all, the drummers, and she does kind of a tutorial too. She's one of these drum teachers.
Oh,
there are a lot of, you know, this is a great time to be a female drummer in the world. You've got the lady from Germany who is replacing Neil Peart with Rush, and there's a great group of teachers, ladies that teach drumming out there. So it's a good time for that. I like that. I really do.
She's vague in her bio, but I get the impression she's a session musician in Nashville. Which means she's one of the best there is. But I really applaud her. Her name is Kim or Kimmy. This is about a stealing dog, Mike. Does your dog ever steal things from you? I know you've
got two dogs running around. The Boston Terrier breed, I can say with total authority, is the sneakiest, nastiest, duplicitous dog, sneaking off to different corners of the house to steal and to leave things that are unpleasant.
I don't often play really sweet things in beautiful video, but this one really took me. It's about an older golden retriever that was rescued after a life of being fostered, and they explain why he steals things, but you're going to love the stuff that he steals, Josh. This is called He
Is a Thief.
Dookie, honey, you can have
that. Picture?
We never know.
I took a bulletin board. There's a laundry basket.
Well, he took the laundry basket again.
He is such a sweet boy.
That's a little bulky for you. Oh, he picked the bell again.
Bell.
He takes the strangest items. Honey, what are you doing? Oh. Oh, he took my
luggage.
I don't know how he got this one.
Oh, all right, let me tell you, it's cute, but it's a fake.
He steals china. So,
no,
he took his teapot.
No.
Well, okay, you can kill it.
You're like, what the dog does. Mommy gives the dog something in its mouth and then videos the dog because you never see the dog doing it. That's what that would prove
I
it to me.
I want to believe.
Now. Okay.
I want to believe it's real. The fact that he had a life and that's him. Bringing things to his bed so he feels secure. But what a sweet boy. But don't take the laundry basket. Josh, can we check back on that name? Is that still reading his name?
Amius Amiot.
I think he might be.
Amius Anders Anthony.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that. I don't like him.
But thank you for doing that, Josh.
Do you know how long that video is that you sent of the guy reading the name?
Yeah, it's an hour five. He talked for over an hour reading his name.
Can we go back to him, please?
Yeah, here. I skipped in 40 Michael minutes.
Oh, thanks, Josh. World's longest name.
I just like blowing him up every time he puts him on the camera. I like that.
You know, you've talked about Florida for years and Florida people and Florida men and Florida schools. Mm-hmm. And I never really understood it till I got down here. I see more and more shirtless people going into the emergency room. And I say, God, this is just like Mike talks about it. Mm-hmm. In Cape Coral, or I think, is it called Cape Coral or Cape
Coral? Coral. Jimmy used to call it Cape Corral. Jimmy screwed it up and called it Cape Corral and Punta Gordo. It's Punta Gordo where I'm going to a baseball tournament this weekend. So yes, it's Cape Coral and a challenged part of my region. To be honest,
I don't know. This teacher's pretty dedicated, even though he had an off.
Is this
day,
your last Josh, one, go- by the way? Not that it's
no.
A little
I have one
painful
more after to- this.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I can deal with it. Go ahead.
Cape Coral teacher, right here.
Yes. Okay.
Bad day for the students. A teacher could lose her job in Cape Coral. You're looking at her picture here. Nuria Kuna is accused of showing up to work at Island Coast High School high from cocaine. New here at 7, Gulf Coast News reporter Kennedy Mason explains what students say she let them do that's breaking even more school rules. The Lee County School District is working on removing Nuria Acuna from Island Coast High School.
What type of photo is this for a teacher?
A former friend of hers tells me it's heartbreaking, but not surprising.
It's really sad.
This is her best friend.
I do love her, you know? I'm sorry.
So she's got great energy.
I want to see all my friends succeed.
Yvette Porta is heartbroken to hear the news about her friend of 3 years. But at the same time,
I wasn't really in shock.
She says in the last year, she noticed a drastic change to Nuria Acuna's mood, body, and relationships. But Porta doesn't think that's an excuse.
You don't know how you're influencing these kids and how you can start them into an addiction.
According to school board documents, Acuna came to work under the influence in February. A saliva test came back as positive for cocaine. Multiple students told investigators she vaped and allowed students to vape in class. She also shared her personal vaping device. In August, she shared her side of the story. That's when a recommendation was made to the superintendent to fire Acuna.
Oh, it's kind of scary, you know.
One parent at Island Coast High School suggests
You know, it's sad because one of the things at the elementary school that she was really good at was organizing the lines. That's a cocaine joke. Sorry. Sorry, everybody. Yeah. You got one more, Rob? We got to get out of here.
One more. And this. Shocked me. This is Samuel L. Jackson. I tried to play this for you yesterday, but it was important enough to bring it back for a second day.
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson, before he became the huge movie star that he was, had a cameo in the movie Grease, the musical Grease, with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Here's a clip. Let's see if you can spot Samuel L. Jackson in the movie Grease.
Okay.
Josh, we can go to that clip now.
Tell me more. Did you get very far? Tell me more. Does he look like a bitch?
That is your beautiful video.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. And if you are a last-minute person, there may be an opportunity for you to join us 1 month from now on the cruise. We're very, very happy to share that with you. But you got to act very soon to make this happen. Yes. Contact Josh at MichaelMaraShow.com, and he can hopefully direct you to the right people. For Josh Taroka and Rob Spiewak, Michael O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Goodbye, clam bakes.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.